The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a pretty exciting game played against the Detroit Red Wings. That seems to be the history between these two teams. A crowd of 14,876 fans were screaming and yelling for much of the day. Some Red Wings fans here, as usual, and Sharks fans certainly drowning them out. As the final score, however, in shootout play was the Red Wings 3 and the Sharks 2. Here's how it all happened. In the first period, there was no scoring. There was really not a lot of room on either side to do anything, as the teams traded five shots. Alex Nedeljkovic showed that he was on his game against his former team as he made a big save on Dylan Larkin in the second period. Skinner gets it to Kurashev down the right side across the line, drops it back. Here's Celebrini just on moving in. Checked there by Emmett Finney. That was a good job by Finney, and he poked it out, and it's a two-on-one developing for Detroit. Moving in, it's Larkin shooting it, save made. Rebound poked away by the Sharks, who get back to help Mukko Madulin, who was back there by himself. Great job by Mukko Madulin on the rebound. Really good save by Nedeljkovic, and it was still nothing-nothing at that point about halfway through the game. Cam Talbot didn't get nearly as many shots as Nedeljkovic did today, but he made some pretty big stops, including for this set right here in the second. On the point, Dickinson the drive, save made there by Talbot. Rebound bouncing, the Red Wings converge. Kopp couldn't get it out. Dickinson tried the shot again, blocked. Here's Winberg grabbing it, stick handling, throwing to the right, and a shot on goal is stopped by Talbot off the stick of Barkley Goodrow. Some nice exchanges by the Sharks in this last couple of flurries. And Sam Dickinson starting to throw the puck toward the net in this, his 10th National Hockey League game. That was a portent of things to come, as the Sharks and the Red Wings were still scoreless. Finally, late in the second period at 18:05, one of the better players on the Red Wings put together a laser shot to the net and got it by Nedeljkovic to make it 1-0. Sandin Pelikka back skating, dishes off. Lucas Raymond makes the move on Orlov. Shoot, score! What a shot! A rocket for Lucas Raymond from the top of the right wing faceoff circle, and it beats Nedeljkovic through a bevy of traffic. 1-0 Red Wings at 18:05 of the second period. That ended a 70-minute and 43-second shutout streak for San Jose Sharks hockey, as Nedeljkovic could not get that one stopped. A great shot by Lucas Raymond, his fourth of the season. Axel Sandin Pelikka and Dylan Larkin assisted on the play, and it was 1-0 Detroit at the end of two. Raymond extended his point-scoring streak to three consecutive games. He now has two goals and four assists in that span. But in the third period, the Sharks came out with a determined look, and in the opening minute, the San Jose Sharks tied the game. Good first pass out there by Orlov. Here come the Sharks. Kurashev down the left side, across the blue line, throwing it toward the front of the net. They score! Jeff Skinner put his stick down on the ice and deflected that Kurashev pass with his backhand, and it goes up top, and we've got a tie hockey game 49 seconds into the third period. And for Jeff Skinner of the San Jose Sharks, that is a big, big goal. Skinner getting his fourth of the season. Jeff Skinner, goal number four from Philip Kurashev and Dmitry Orlov. Orlov has 10 assists right now, which is pretty darn good, and Kurashev now has a five-game point-scoring streak.
Yeah, Orlov's done a great job. He ate a lot of minutes for the team yesterday, and here he comes out, and it was just a breakout pass, but a clean breakout pass led to that 3-on-2, and the Sharks didn't see a lot of 3-on-2s, but great execution.
One of the better rivalries during the course of this night was Macklin Celebrini for the Sharks against Moritz Seider for the Detroit Red Wings. Seider is the number one defenseman on this Detroit squad, and Celebrini obviously is the up-and-coming star for the San Jose Sharks. Celebrini didn't get any points tonight. Moritz Seider would, but they had a couple of big battles that resulted in penalties later in the third period. We'll get to that in a minute. Before that happened, though, Seider would come up with a gigantic goal of his own to put the Red Wings in front. Edvinson keeps it in. Left circle. Feeds back to Seider on the point. Screenshot. Score! Appleton was in the slot against Liljegren and Wenberg, and somehow Moritz Seider The supremely talented right-handed shooting top defenseman on the Red Wings got that puck through, and it is 2-1 Detroit. 10:16, the time of that in the third period. Moritz Seider's first goal of the season, assisted by Simon Edvinson and Alex DeBrincat, who extended his point scoring streak to six consecutive games. One of the marks of a really good offensive defenseman is they get the shots through, and Seider did.
Yeah, he got all of that through. Again, it was a block shot earlier from Wennberg on DeBrincat, the slot. And then the puck on the ensuing play just finds its way out to Seider, and he just walks to the middle and gets all of that shot, and he beats Nedeljkovic above the blocker.
So 1-0 Detroit, 2-1 Detroit. Seider's first, made it 2-1. Edvinson and DeBrincat with the assist, and the Red Wings were trying to play strong defense the rest of the way. But the Sharks kept pushing. So did the Red Wings, though, and Alex Nedeljkovic was called on to stop Dylan Larkin again. Oh, no. A giveaway by Orlov. Here's Larkin moving in. Backhand chance, and that's a great glove save by Alex Nedeljkovic. Remember that one if the Sharks can come back. Nedeljkovic stopping Larkin on the backhand chance, high to the glove side, and he makes the save with 7:49 to play in the third. Well, we do remember that save, and it's probably the main reason why the Sharks got a point tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he made a number of saves. He made the one on DeBrincat in overtime as well, but he was one of the biggest reasons they got to the overtime.
As the clock continued to tick, the Sharks needed to depend on some fresh young legs, and Sam Dickinson at age 19 was showing a penchant for being willing to throw the puck to the net. And so he got on the ice with about 3 minutes and change to play, and he got his very first National Hockey League goal to tie it up. Worked free by Smith, sends it across the ice, oh, stopped by the goaltender, in front, Dickinson shoots, he scores! Sam Dickinson gets his first National Hockey League goal in his 10th NHL game, and it ties the score at 2. With only 3:05 to play, what a moment for the youngster. 19 years of age, Sam Dickinson gets his first National Hockey League goal and point, by the way. Will Smith, who came close to scoring himself, got one assist, and Patrick Giles had the other. So it was all even at 2 at the end of regulation, and we went to overtime. And the Red Wings would outshoot the Sharks 4-2 in OT. Totals for the game, 31 for the Wings and 18 for the Sharks. But that's where Alex Nedeljkovic came up big again. Klingberg, he gets it back. Oh, man, on the return feed, it's tipped aside by DeBrincat. He's on the rush down the right. Semi-breakaway. DeBrincat moving in, shoots. Great save by Nedeljkovic. An incredible stop. But now there's more trouble. Here's Seider to the middle of the ice. Checked away from DeBrincat, but he gets it back. He moves toward the slot. Save made by Nedeljkovic, and the Sharks regain. That was in the final minute of overtime. Two huge saves by Nedeljkovic. He was one of the best Sharks out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that save on DeBrincat, as he's coming down on the strong side there, he tried to fake that up high, and then he fed it. But Nedeljkovic read it the whole way and kicked out the leg pad.
And so overtime ended, and the game was tied at 2. And it went down to the shootout. And it was a goaltender shootout until the play by Philip Kurashev beat Talbot. But unfortunately, it did not go into the net. Philip Kurashev has an assist today, extended his point scoring streak to 5 straight. Let's see what he can do. Philip Kurashev stick handles in. He waits. He shoots off the goal post. He had him beat, and it was off the post. That would have won it for the Sharks. That was their third chance. It was 0-0 at that point. And the very next man to jump over the boards was veteran James Van Riemsdyk, and he would score what would be the deciding goal in the contest. Round 4. It's going to be James Van Riemsdyk, the veteran. Big part of the character of the team. Moving in against Nedeljkovic, who waits, stick handling, score! It went in, 1-0 Detroit, and it came down to one last chance. The Sharks had to score to keep the shootout alive. Tyler Toffoli moved in. Toffoli going in against Talbot, stick handling with it, holding it, shooting it. Save by Talbot. And so the Red Wings win the shootout 1-0, and they win the game 3-2. But the San Jose Sharks get 1 point, and they get a matter of respect, too, for the way they fought back to force overtime and get the shootout. That's right, they fought back. They never let in this game. They were down 1-0. They were down 2-1. And that goal late in the third by Sam Dickinson, his first in the NHL, forced the overtime. The goaltending of Nedeljkovic, a huge factor, and the shootout. So 1 point, put it in the books. And remember it when you play the Red Wings in January in Detroit.
Yeah, no, and again, take another step. They've won some big games here. The Sharks are playing good hockey there. You can't win every single night, and there wasn't a lot of space out there. But they did it all they can. They fought back in the game. They got it to overtime, and they got the point.
Dickinson's goal, by the way, was the first by a Sharks defenseman since the second game of the season when John Klingberg and Mario Ferraro scored against Anaheim here at the Tank. And it was also the latest third-period tying goal by a teenage defenseman for his first career goal in NHL history. Bit of an obscure stat, but still something interesting for the teenager to build on. Olli Maatta had it in the third period for the Pittsburgh Penguins when he first came in the NHL back in 2013. So tonight, on a night in which Matthew Schaefer had a couple of goals for the New York Islanders, another teenager steps up, and I think Sam Dickinson in his 10th NHL game showed why he's still here.
Yeah, he showed some great offensive instincts on the blue line. He was shooting the puck. He made a couple patient plays coming out of his own zone. So good step for him tonight.
So the San Jose Sharks now are 4-6-3 on the season. They've got 11 points, while the Red Wings, with an important victory, end the brief loss they had in Anaheim and get their ninth victory of the season. They're 9-4. Todd McClellan's team has 18 points. Since the Montreal Canadiens didn't play today, both the Red Wings and the Canadiens are tied for first in the Atlantic Division. So the Sharks have held up well against some of the better teams in the Eastern Conference and actually in the entire NHL, with Colorado coming in here yesterday and San Jose winning it overtime. Final score again in the shootout this time, Red Wings 3, Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.